Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit today, and we're talking about basketball. The basketball season is underway now in the United States. If you're tuning in, you can see some NBA games on TV, and you might see LeBron James playing for the Los Angeles Lakers now. I guess he got a new contract and plays for them now. But we've got a conversation today between Tyson and Edith, and this is all about an agent working for a player and trying to get a better deal for him.
Right. So as most of you know who follow basketball, players will sign a contract with a team. And when that contract ends, they're free to negotiate with any team they want for the best money they can find. It's like that in baseball. Football, they still have to be traded, I believe, unless they, well, it's a long story. Anyway, basketball. These are free agents. They're able to negotiate for their next contract, and if they're really good, they end up getting a lot of money. So let's start. We're going to look at what it's like as a basketball player and an agent, a sports agent, who represents those players by looking at this conversation and talking about some of these terms.
Hello?
Tyson, my number one client. It's Edith Gray, your favorite agent.
Hey, Edith. Good to hear from you.
Listen, I wanted to talk to you about signing a new contract.
I'm all ears. What do you have in mind, Edith?
Well, this year has been a breakthrough season for you with the Taipei Towers. I think we can negotiate with the team management and get you a better deal.With what you've contributed to the team, you deserve to be making more money.
I don't dispute that at all. How much more do you think you can get them to agree to?
I'm pretty confident they'll agree to a 60% increase on your current salary.
That's good, but do you think we can push them any higher?
Oh, so you want to play hardball?
If I can't make decent money here...I need to start thinking about moving on. After all, my career won't last forever. Maybe you can tell them that I'm considering an offer from a rival team.
That's a risky strategy. If they think another team is making an unauthorized offer, they could complain to the league.
So what would you advise? I won't accept less than a 50% pay increase. That's my bottom line.
Let me sit down with the team management.And see what we can work out. I'll see what their initial offer is, and we can decide how to proceed.
All right, everybody, let's talk about today's lesson, big business in the basketball world. Of course, basketball here in Taiwan is a professional sport, at least the CBA, I believe it's called. We've got kind of a fictitious team here, the Taipei Towers. I don't think this team really exists. And in any case, I think teams in Taiwan tend to be named after a company as opposed to a city. If you're in America, of course, the sports teams are always named after the city, the New York Yankees, the Chicago Bulls, the Los Angeles Kings and the NHL, etc. But in Japan and in Taiwan, probably Korea too, they tend to be sponsored and named after their companies.
That's true. So Tyson is our big basketball player.And we're also listening to a conversation that involves a woman named Edith Gray. Edith is kind of an old-fashioned name, I must say. You don't see it very often. So Tyson, she says, is her number one client. She's what we refer to as a sports agent. She represents athletes as they negotiate contracts with teams.And helps them also get some ads, you know, which adds to their wealth. Some of these athletes will be representatives of sports companies like Nike or Adidas, things like that. They can make a lot of money that way, too. So if you're an agent, you represent someone else as they negotiate and do business in whatever field they're in.
Right, so you could have a travel agent making reservations for you, and of course a travel agent would work at a travel agency. But here Edith is a sports management agent. Tyson is one of her clients, and she tries to get him good contracts with decent teams with a good salary and stuff like that. So she's called up, and Tyson answers the phone, and Edith identifies herself, and Tyson says, "Hey, Edith, good to hear from you." And then Edith says, "Listen, I wanted to talk to you about signing a new contract. So if you play for a team, you need to have a contract. This could also happen if you work for a company or something. They give you a document that you've got to sign, and you've got to do all the things on the document in the contract. And if you don't, you could be punished for that, or you could be fired." So here she wants him to maybe negotiate a new contract or sign a new contract, with more money or something like that, and different kinds of conditions.
Yeah, I'm assuming here that Tyson is nearing the end of his current contract. So he's setting up the possibility of signing an even better contract with the same team. So he says, "I'm all ears." If someone says, "I'm all ears" to you, it doesn't mean it's because they have really big ears that stick out. No. It means they're very interested in listening to what you have to say. So he says, "What do you have in mind, Edith?" And she goes on to say, "Well, this year has been a breakthrough season for you with his team." Of course, we've made this up, as Tom said, the Taipei Towers, which is kind of cute because basketball players are so tall. They actually look like skyscrapers. They're so tall. So if you have a breakthrough season, especially for athletes, it means they've done so well. They've gotten a lot more attention. They've gotten a lot more press or media coverage. So when you're in that kind of position, it means you have more power to negotiate an even better contract when your current contract is up. We often use that phrase, if your contract is up, it means it's over, it's ended.
Exactly right. So, of course, he wants to find out what she has to offer him. It's been a breakthrough season for him, so I guess he's playing very well now. He's established as a player for the team. So, yes, she thinks that because you are now a star, you're a superstar, everybody knows your name, you're scoring a whole bunch of points every game, you're valuable. So she says, "I think we can negotiate with the team management and get you a better deal. With what you've contributed to the team, you deserve to be making more money." So here we've got the verb to contribute, and that's often used with the preposition to contribute to something. If you give money to a charity, for example, you are contributing to that charity. And the verb to contribute just means to give something in order to help achieve something, or you're making a contribution to something, you're helping someone out. So yes, he's making a contribution to the team, or he's contributing to the team. He's a team player. He's helping them win games. So he's valuable and he deserves to have a higher salary.
I wanted to mention something about the pronunciation on contribute.
Okay.
I've taught a lot of business people here in Taiwan, and everyone wants to say contribute, and it's wrong. So the verb is contribute. The noun is contribution, which is kind of hard because it just makes it even more difficult to remember the verb's pronunciation, but it's contribute.
That's right. Okay, so again, he's contributed to the team, you could also say. He's made a contribution to the team. He's played his part. He is a team player, and again, he deserves to make more money. And here the verb to deserve means you get what should be given to you, okay? If you work hard, you should be paid. If you work hard, you deserve to be paid. And sometimes we could say this, you don't deserve that. You're a nice person. You don't deserve to be treated like that. So she thinks that you should get more money. You deserve it. You've earned it. You should not be getting paid the low salary that you're being paid now.
I'm sure he's not being paid a low salary, but yeah, everyone wants to make more money. That's a natural thing, right? So
sure.
Tyson says, "I don't dispute that at all," which means he agrees completely that he deserves more money. And he says, "How much more do you think you can get them to agree to?" It's typical that agents and teams, they negotiate without the player present at all. So it sounds like that's what Edith does as well. She goes in and meets with the team's management, and Tyson's not in the room, although sometimes that can change. She thinks she can get them to agree to a 60% increase on his current salary. That's a lot of money. So good for him. It sounds like he really did have a good year. He says, that's good, but do you think we could push them any higher, to go any higher on the salary? And she uses a phrase that's very common these days. She says, do you want to play hardball? What's that mean, hardball?
Hardball. Well, does that mean you're playing pool or something? Because the balls are kind of hard.
No.
Or if you're playing basketball, they're a little softer, so they bounce. No, that just means you're being very, very stubborn about things. You're very tough. You're not willing to negotiate. This is my position, and I'm not going to change. I deserve that money, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. You give me what I want, or I'm going to leave.
Yeah, he's playing hardball. He won't sign the contract unless we really raise the amount on his salary. So there's actually a TV show in America. It's about politics, but still, it's called Hardball. And that's where it comes from, playing hardball. You have to use play. You can't use another verb, I don't believe. Yeah, he's playing hardball.
And then Tyson says, if I can't make decent money here, I need to start thinking about moving on. Maybe he's going to consider changing teams. He's going to play for the Taichung team or the Kaohsiung team or whatever they're called. We have kind of an imaginary basketball league here. But he says he wants to make decent money. Decent can mean a couple of things. It can mean that you are a nice person, you're a decent person, you treat others well, but in this particular case, it means that it's sufficient money, enough money, what he deserves. I need to make decent money. I need to make good money here. And if I can't get what I deserve, I'm going to move. I'm going to move on to another team. There are plenty of other teams who would love to have me on their roster.
We also use the opposite of decent sometimes, indecent. You just add the IN to the front of the word, which means you're doing something that is not acceptable in terms of moral behavior, or maybe your clothes are kind of shocking. Maybe you're wearing something that's a little inappropriate for the office. I once had a coworker in New York show up to work at the management consulting firm I worked with. Most guys had to wear suits.
Ooh.
And she showed up one day with a top that showed her stomach, and her
Ooh.
Boss sent her home. And I thought, what in the world? Why would you wear that to a very professional office? So be careful sometimes if someone says those clothes he's wearing or she's wearing are indecent, means inappropriate, not proper. So anyway, he says, I need to start thinking about moving on if they don't give me decent money. So moving on from a team just means, after his contract is over, he'll look around and negotiate with other teams. Of course, Edith will remain his sports agent, but he says, after all, my career won't last forever. A lot of people feel like athletes make too much money, but their careers are really quite short, especially in basketball. Usually, they don't even play until their 40s. Maybe most of them end up playing until they're 35, 36. Your body just becomes slower. It's not as quick. You get injured. There are lots of things to consider. So I understand why he wants to get as much money as he can now. He says, maybe you can tell them that I'm considering an offer from a rival team. A rival team is a team that you have a lot of competition with and you want to beat. For the Yankees, it would be the Red Sox, of course. We hate the Red Sox. We want to beat them. It depends on the team and where they're located in their history as to which team is their rival team.
Where I'm from, Iowa University, University of Iowa, they have a rivalry with Iowa State University. So every time they play each other, it's a big deal. Although Iowa State tends to make more of a big deal of that than Iowa does, but it kind of depends on the team. But in any case, who knows? The Taipei Towers maybe have a rival team in Kaohsiung. You know, they always want to beat each other or whatever. So here Edith says, that's a risky strategy. Risky means, well, you know, there could be some bad things that happen if you do that. It's risky. It can be risky, of course, to try to ride your motorcycle during rush hour in Taipei, which means you could get injured. It's full of the possibility of danger or something bad happening to you. So that's what risky means.
Yeah, and it says it's risky if you make an unauthorized offer. What that means is if you are still under contract, and remember that phrase, if you're under contract, it means you have signed a contract with a company or a team, and you have to obey what's in the contract. You have to go along with it. An unauthorized offer by another team means they did not get permission from your current team to negotiate with you or talk with you. That's bad. So if you make an unauthorized offer, means you're going to be in trouble with the league. So in this case, the National Basketball Association would maybe penalize or punish that team that made the unauthorized offer. So they'd have to pay some sort of penalty in terms of money. So that's what that means. So Tyson says, so what would you advise? If you advise someone, that's a verb form of this word, advice. Notice the difference in pronunciation. Advice. If someone gives you some advice, they give you some counsel, some tips. And advice is not countable, guys. You can't say, oh, he gave me some advices.
Ooh, that grates my ears to hear that.
Hurts, huh?
But advise is the verb with an S, and then advice with a C toward the end there would be the noun. And yes, can you give me some advice or what would you advise? He says, I won't accept less than a 50% pay increase. That's my bottom line, which means I won't go lower than that. That's the lowest I'll go. If they offer 40%, I'll say, no, that's not good enough. And Edith says, well, let me sit down with the team management and see what we can work out. So she's going to sit down with them, have a meeting with them, and then Edith goes on to say, I'll see what their initial offer is. I'll see what their first offer is, and we can decide how to proceed. Proceed means how you go about doing something. What are the procedures? What are the steps? Step one, we do this. Step two, etc. So how are we going to proceed after that? Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to write up a contract. We're going to hire some lawyers. We're going to have a meeting, et cetera, et cetera. That would be part of the process.
Right. So how are they going to move forward? We'll find out. We'll talk more about sports agents. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看的对话呢，是经纪人跟球员之间的电话会话。我们首先来看到呢，这里的经纪人的名字。经纪人说的第一句话后面提到 ，Is Edith Gray your favorite agent?Agent 在这里呢解释成为呢经理人，不过他也常常呢解释成为代理人跟中介商的意思。举个例子来说， I made my assistant my agent while I was abroad， 也就是代表着我请我的助手在我出国期间当作是我的代理人。不过我们今天的 agent 指的呢就是这个球员的经纪人。所以后面Edith 就说 Listen, I wanted to talk to you about signing a new contract. 我想要跟你谈论的主题呢就是 signing a new contract, 当然就是要签订新合约的事情。Contract 这个字当作名词，重音节在前面解释成为契约的意思。后面 Edith 还继续说了，她说 I think we can negotiate with the team management and get you a better deal. 当然，经纪人有一个很重要的工作，就是要帮助他的球员呢，可以得到比较好的报酬，所以他会去做 negotiate， 当作动词，解释成为谈判、洽商的意思。他想要呢，跟这个球队的管理阶层能够谈判，得到一笔比较好的交易。后面的句子继续说 ,With what you've contributed to the team, you deserve to be making more money. 在这里的 contribute to 代表的是贡献的意思。With what, 在这里 what 接的是一个名词子句。你有这些对队伍上面球队的贡献呢，我相信你呢就应该得到要赚更多的钱。在这里的 deserve 就是有该得到或者是应受的意思。举例来说 ,He deserved to be well paid.代表着是他应该要领高薪。当然你也可以后面直接加名词 He deserved this glory， 他应该要得到这一项荣誉。接着我们继续往下面看，但是呢，因为不确定球队是不是能够付出体面的薪水，所以 Edith 就说 Oh, so you want to play hardball?在英文里面呢 ,to play hardball 指的就是采取强硬的态度。Tyson 的回答 ,If I can't make decent money here, I need to start thinking about moving on. 在这里 ,decent 是解释成为体面的意思。如果我在这里没有办法赚得体面的薪水的话，我就必须要开始思考下一步了。在这里的 move on 就是代表你要走下一步。我们再回到 decent 这个形容词，举个例子来说，一整个礼拜呢，他都没有吃好好的一餐。我们就可以说 ,For a week, he didn't have a decent meal. 一整个礼拜他都没有好好的吃上一餐饭。接着 Tyson 后面还说 ,Maybe you can tell them that I'm considering an offer from a rival team. 有一种方式呢，就是也许你可以考虑告诉他们，我正在 considering, 考虑呢竞争队伍所提出的另外一个价码。在这里的 rival 当作名词，有竞争者、对手的意思。经纪人 Edith 说 ,That's a risky strategy. 这听起来是一个冒险的策略。If they think another team is making an unauthorized offer, they could complain to the league.在球队里面的管理有说，如果认为另一支队伍未经授权的提供价码的话，他们是有可能向联盟投诉的。首先来看到 unauthorized 这个形容词，当然是从 authorize 这个动词变过来。 authorize 有授权、批准、许可的意思。 unauthorized 就是代表着未经授权的，像是 an unauthorized publication 就可以解释成为未经过授权的出版品。如果他们知道的话，他们就有可能向联盟抱怨。在这里的联盟就是 league， 像我们最熟悉的美国职业棒球大联盟，简称为 MLB， 代表着就是 Major League Baseball。 最后我们来看到 Edith 说的最后一段话，Let me sit down with the team management and see what we can work out. 还是让我呢跟他们坐下来好好的讨论，看看我们可以呢想出什么办法。Work out, 谈得如何，能不能解决现在的困境。I'll see what their initial offer is and we can decide how to proceed.先看看呢，这个球队提出来的价码是如何，再决定接下来该怎么做。在这里的 proceed 当作动词，就有开始、着手的意思。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, it's time now to look at some extra dialogues. We'll have a discussion question here in just a couple of seconds, but here are the extra dialogues. I'll be Tyson in the first one. Tyson says, "That sounds like a good idea, Edith."
She says, "I'll let you know as soon as possible." So, if someone just has a great idea, they want you to consider it, you get back to them with what you think about it. Sometimes you need time to consider things, to think deeply about things, and it sounds like she wants to try this idea out and let him know how it goes.
Exactly. I'll let you know as soon as I know something, so please be patient. Here's the next extra dialogue. Tyson says, "If they won't raise my salary, perhaps you could negotiate some better bonuses in my contract."
I'll see what I can do. Sometimes your company is not willing to raise your salary, but they'll give you other benefits. Sometimes it's a possible bonus. My last job in New York, I had a salary which was quite good, but then they gave me this big bonus on top of it for working hard. So sometimes businesses will compensate you that way. So Edith is going to see what she can do. For athletes, sometimes they'll be given really nice suites in hotels as they travel.
Right. Or, you know, extra vacation time,
yeah.
Or maybe, I guess, medical care or dental care or something like that. They'll maybe help him get a tooth replacement or something. Who knows? And here's the final conversation, the final extra dialogue.
Great news. Management has agreed to a 75% pay increase.
Oh, that's amazing, Edith. You're the best. So I guess we can tell that Tyson is very satisfied here. Of course, this is an extra dialogue. We don't really know for sure if Tyson received such an offer. A 75% pay increase, that's a lot. If you're making
$100,000
and then you get a 75% pay increase, what's that, $175,000 salary? That's pretty good. So I guess the team there recognizes his great talent and his ability, and they want to keep him. They don't want a rival team to sign a contract with him. Good going there, good negotiation. Now it's time for our discussion question. Do you think professional athletes get paid too much? Explain your answer.
I think because they provide a lot of entertainment and they make a lot of money for their teams, I think they should share in the profits as well. No, I think it's okay. I think sometimes their contracts are kind of crazy, like Robinson Cano, or Robbie Cano, that used to play for the Yankees. He signed a 10-year contract for $240 million.
Is that a lot?
It's a ton of money, yeah. But I don't know. Some of the famous ones make a lot, but the ones who aren't quite as famous yeah, I think they make what they're worth, sure.
Well, I would say that if you look at what they actually do on the job, they shouldn't get much more than, say, $10 an hour or something like that. But because it's sports, because they've trained for many years, because lots of people are willing to pay those tickets and companies are willing to pay for advertisements and stuff like that, well, if they can make $100,000 for just one game, then that's how the market works, and everyone else is willing to pay their salary that way. So, yeah, sure, he deserves to have that money. That's how capitalism works. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We'll continue talking about big business in the basketball world in our next program as well. So please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.